Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we finished verses 20 through 23. We will begin a new passage today.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. We begin in our study of Colossians in chapter 3 today. We will begin with verses 1 through 4, and I've titled this section, The Upward Look. Boy, you can't be any more positive than that. But when you're speaking of Christ, when you're speaking of the things above, it is an upward look, and praise the Lord for it. I do appreciate you listening in to the Lamp and Light broadcast Monday through Friday each night on this radio station at this same time, and I trust that you will be one of our listeners that is also one of our advertisers, and by that I mean word-of-mouth advertising. Please tell others about our broadcast. Get them to listen in at the same time. Let me also suggest that people that you get to listen, that you follow along with the scriptures and ask questions and discuss things that we have already taught or that we are teaching and things that maybe you can even add to that. I don't give you everything there is to know about a Bible verse when we go verse by verse. And there are things that God can give you that will add to it and just really, really help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you can edify other brothers and sisters in Christ as well. Also, let me encourage you to be faithful to God's house. Lamp and Light broadcast never takes the place of the local church. We think that you should be faithful to God's house. And my friend, if the church where you go does not preach the word, then you need to find a church where they do preach the word. They're faithful, and they preach the word of God as it is to men as they are. I hope you have a King James Bible. We'll be in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. We'll be doing some word studies as we go through the study of the book of Colossians, and so follow right along with us. Now, as we start today, we read Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, and not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. The first two chapters of this book dealt specifically with doctrine. Now, these last two chapters deal with the practical application of doctrine. Now, since the first two chapters deal with the doctrine of Christ, these next two chapters look at what our conduct should be in view of the doctrine of Christ. We have seen Christ is preeminent in the gospel, and salvation is not in a religion, rather it is in a person. And my friend, that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Christ is preeminent in the cross. It is to him and him alone who pays our penalty of sin, and he pays it in full. It is not Jesus Christ plus something. It's not plus our works. It's not plus keeping the law. You see, we're not legalists. A legalist believes that you have to work to get saved or to keep your salvation. We don't believe that. We believe that salvation is of the Lord and that Jesus saves, not Jesus plus us saves. It's Jesus that saves. In that day in which this book of Colossians was written, there was a group called the Gnostics. They felt that they had super knowledge, and they felt that their super knowledge was needed. There were some in the church that felt circumcision was needed. Well, my friend, when it comes to salvation, when it comes to the cross, Jesus Christ is all you need. Next, we see that Christ is preeminent in creation. The Creator God He made the spiritual and the physical universe. John 1:3 says, "And without him was not anything made that was made. By him, we're told, all things consist." He did not create the evolutionary process. He created the physical and spiritual exactly how he said he did. My friend, he is the creator. Next, Jesus Christ is preeminent in the church. He is the head of the church. It's not the Pope. It's not a priest. It's not a pastor. It's not a deacon. And for my good Baptist friends, and I'm a fundamental Baptist, grown-up fundamental Baptist, my friend, but to be truthful with you, it's not the majority of the congregation that's the head. Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God, is the head of the church. Christ is preeminent in the church. Next, Christ should be preeminent in the Christian. He alone is the umpire of your soul. He alone is he to whom we are accountable. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, nothing eternally good is possible. So knowing that Jesus Christ, the Lord, is Almighty God in the flesh, and having received him as our personal Lord and Savior, then our text, Colossians 3:1, says, "Seek those things which are above." We have this background, and with that background about the preeminence of Christ, let's seek those things that are above. Now, it's very evident that life for the Christian is to be different than that for the unsaved. It should be different in nature, in outlook, in interest, and in aim. Imagine that I take you down to a local rest home, and I announce to the residents in that rest home that we're going to choose sides, and we're going to go to the football field and play tackle football. And the ladies of the rest home will be the cheerleaders and do human pyramids. Then when we get back, we'll sit down, and I will show you an investment program that'll give you great dividends in about 30 to 40 years. During your stay here, we plan to put in programs that will show you how to be better mothers and fathers and how to raise your children rightly. Well, all that sounds good if a person's in their late teens or early 20s, but not to senior citizens in a rest home. That goes against their nature, their outlook, their interest, and their aims. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 27 states it this way, "An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked." If you're saved, your affections and life should be different than the world's. And if you are dedicated to Christ, you are saying that you're allowing and surrendering your life to Christ or the Christ life. In short, dedication is Christ preeminent in our lives. My friend, that's the way it must be. It must be that. And just like the old folks in the rest home don't play football, they're not interested in long-term investment programs. They don't do these physical things that we think of a teenager. Then my friend, as men and women of God, now we have new affections. Our life is not wrapped up in the trivial things of earth any longer. You were once dead in sin. Now you should be dead to sin. Now these that are dead to sin, they seek those things which are above, verse 1 tells us. That phrase, written in the Greek language, that says, "seek those things which are above," is what is called the present imperative. That is a command to do something in the future, and it involves continuous and repeated action. When a Marine drill instructor says, "you will be ready for inspection in your bunks at a certain time each morning," that soldier knows that's not just for today. Each day, he'll have to make that bunk and be ready at a certain time. That is the urgency in this statement that we've just read here from verse 1, to seek those things which are above. The word seek means having an urgency, desire, and ambition. And in the imperative, it means to keep on seeking diligently. There ought to be an excitement in seeking spiritual things. You know, sometimes it's hard to study very technical material in a book study. Yet, once you get into it, and you begin learning and seeing, it gets more exciting. If we learn to just stay committed to the study, oh, what a blessing it does become. And you can enjoy it as well. By the way, the word things here is in what is called the emphatic position, telling us literally to seek that in contrast to the earthly things the heretics seek after. That is, the Christian occupation, no matter where he lives, works, or plays, or goes to church, he ought to be emphatically seeking those things which are above. And he goes on to say, those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, the right hand of God is described in the Greek lexicons this way. A person of high rank who puts anyone on his right hand and gives him equal honor with himself and recognizes him as of equal dignity. This verse is reaffirming the almightiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek the things that are above. Not the pseudo-psychology course offered today with a smattering of Bible verses. It makes some Christians think they have all the answers to the problems of life, to neurotics, in-law problems, and what have you. And they're ready to treat everybody and every problem. Now, this is also not to make an idol out of a certain pastor, evangelist, teacher, or even radio preacher, media, or local church, what have you. Don't measure a local church by how many youth programs, how up-to-date its facilities are, how many children's ministries, or how many well-presented programs. The important thing is the Word of God taught without compromise, not watered down, as it is, with depth, not a sermonette from a preacherette, and according to God's will. Unfortunately, today, people look for a flair instead of the straightforward preaching of God's holy word. Now, the things above deal with what? Well, they deal with rewards. Let me take you on a quick scriptural trip. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 10, we find that as Christians, when we're already up there around his throne, we've been at the judgment seat of Christ, we then cast our crowns before him that sits on the throne. And Jesus tells us in the book of John that all judgment is committed to the Son. And that being the case, who is on the throne? Well, of course, it is the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.